Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan in the Menards Film Room. Hello, Mike Wabshaw.
Hi, Paul.
Wabi from Vikings.com is filling in for Pete Bursich this week. We're going to take a look at a couple of Broncos defensive plays here momentarily, but we figured to start off the Menards Film Room, given how much we have seen of Chad Greenway's 91-yard interception touchdown during the show. We have found some unique qualities that we feel we need to show. Wouldn't you agree?
Sneaky takes that you can't even get on the All-22 film.
All right, here we go. Chad Greenway, 10-year veteran. First of all, the 10-year guy made somebody miss.
Broken tackle,
which was fantastic. Now we head up the sidelines. Stop. As Chad approaches the Vikings bench, sadly, you're going to see this referee here. That's DB's coach, Jerry Gray. And behind Keenan Allen right here is head coach Mike Zimmer. Okay, now this could have been ugly. And now you watch referee meet DB's coach. DB's coach meets head coach's left knee. Look at this. Ready? Stop. Ah! Saddest part of the whole thing. This is San Diego Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers.
He's had a rough day, Paul.
He's had a rough day. He's going to be sacked 4 times. Sorry for Philip, but we had to win too. Now we continue the play.
If you think Mike Zimmer's fall was a hard fall, watch this guy, Paul.
Oh! We call that a de-cleating in the business. Now, after all of this has taken place, I mean, Philip Rivers negative, coach's left knee, nearly a clipping penalty. This is Gerald Hodges. Standing right here, you can't see, is a security guard who's doing his job as well as anybody you're ever going to see. Until this happens.
Boom!
And down he goes with a smile on his face. And fortunately, a good play for hopefully his favorite team. So a lot went into that 91-yard interception return. Hopefully you enjoyed that. Let's take a look at some Broncos defense.
Okay, Paul. First, we're going to look at Denver's pass rush. Here's a 4-man rush by the Denver Broncos, and what they're going to play behind it is a bunch of man coverage. Right here, linebacker on the running back, linebacker on the tight end, and then these two safeties are going to drop back into a cover 2 and try and keep everything in front of them. What is great about the Denver Broncos defense, aside from the pass rush, is the pass coverage by their cornerbacks, and it allows the 4-man rush an extra step or two to get to Joe Flacco, and that's what happens here. You can see right the initial rush does not get there. Flacco has a nice little pocket right here. He's looking down at this read right here. Aqib Talib has suffocated that route, and that forces Joe Flacco to double clutch, and I want you to watch DeMarcus Ware.
Yep.
When you think DeMarcus Ware, you think a edge rusher with a bunch of speed. DeMarcus Ware also has some power. Watch this. The tight end's going to release left tackle.
Oh.
Pushes him right into Joe Flacco. Disruption and the sack. Another thing that's really good about the Broncos defense is the play of their defensive tackles. They have 4 that they rotate into the game, and you're going to see a very nice pass rush from the defensive tackles as well. And when you get pressure on the pocket from the middle like that, it can really disrupt a quarterback like Joe Flacco. Another example of the Broncos defensive tackles playing very well happens on this play where they're going to get a sack. Linebacker right here is going to come through the B gap, but that's not what you should focus on. What I want you to focus on is the defensive tackles. Left defensive tackle is going to crash toward the middle, toward the center, and that's going to allow Antonio Smith to loop underneath it, come through, and have a free shot at Alex Smith. Let's look at the end zone copy right here, and you can get a better look at this stunt that the two defensive tackles from the Broncos run. You're going to have a B gap blitz by the linebacker right here. What happens is these 3 offensive linemen need to do a better job of communicating this game that's being played by the defensive tackles, because you're going to have 97 crash to the inside. As soon as this right guard sees the defensive tackle cross his face, he needs to pass that off to the center so that the right guard can handle the looping defender. That does not happen here. They don't do a great job of communicating that. And Antonio Smith gets a free run at Alex Smith. I can't believe with how respected this pass rush is that they get as many free runners as they do at the quarterback, but they do it because they're great at stunting and because teams have communication problems when they play the Broncos.
Interesting and quirky stuff from the Menards Film Room.